To the club. I believe Omniflix will be with us in a minute, so just sit tight, guys, and we will invite them to speak once they have joined. Oh, I see Sisla is here. Let me just try to invite him. Doesn't always work. Ah, I see you requested to speak now. Great. That usually has a hit rate of 100% of success. So, I accepted the request, Sisla. Should be able to speak soon. I can hear you, Sisla. Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Beautiful. Yep. Beautiful. Welcome back, man.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Been seeing that you guys have been consistently, you know, posting these spaces with quite a lot of projects, and kudos to all of you.
The cosmos is expanding, and so are we. So yeah, it's great to see that you know, despite the price action, people keep building, people keep shipping in Cosmos. It's very bullish, if you ask us. But yeah, I believe we should just dive right in, because you guys are also shipping at Omniflix and Omniflix TV. So welcome everyone to the Cosmos Club, where we talk all things Cosmos, we tweet daily about what's going on, and then we invite interesting, fascinating, hardworking builders of the Cosmos ecosystem to spaces like these. And today we are so happy to see you back, Sisla, from Omniflix. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me here. It's good to be back.
So let's just perhaps dive right in for those who have not been following up on or perhaps even listen to the spaces that we had previously. Let's talk a little bit about you first, Sisla, and how you ended up building, working for Omniflix. And then perhaps on the back of that question, let's talk about what Omniflix is, because I think a lot of people, they're a bit unsure. You know, Omniflix is a lot of things for people who are in Cosmos. But what are you guys focused on, and what are you sort of announcing today? But let's start with you first, Sisla. What's your story?
Sure. I like the way you put it. You know, Omniflix is a lot of things for a lot of people in the ecosystem. We'll definitely get to that. But yeah, a bit about me. You know, I've been involved with computers since about 2007, right? You know, during high school, and yeah, pursued computer science. You know, made sure to study what I loved, and you know, yeah, freelanced, been working on you know, various websites. You know, back in the day, converting people from real world to the digital world, right? Like digitizing them, and ended up working in edtech before actually joining Dayakar, our founder, and you know, yeah, my partner in crime. So, or my partner, in a media firm. So that was someone that is the, you know, that is the brain behind what we're doing with Omniflix, and primarily, you know, leads technology and research. So here, what actually happens is there is, yeah, with what we're doing, there is this component of media tech, technology in general, and of course, you know, multiple other operations involved. So that takes care of most, and there is someone that built out P2P websites back in the day between 2008 and 10, worked on OTT platforms before they were called as OTT platforms in 2011, between 11 and 14. And yeah, we ended up working together in a media firm where we understood the business of media, the finance of media, and the legal aspects of media, you know, more than the creativity. Creativity, yes, I'm personally not a creator, but I enjoy dealing with the, or getting to know, deep dive into the business, technology, finance, and legal aspects of the media. And that was what made us explore blockchain earlier too. As a tech, you know, we were guys that knew about Bitcoin first and then blockchain, and realized the potential of blockchain quite fast. And then, yeah, thought about utilizing blockchain primarily for you know, intellectual property or rights. And you know, a fundamental thought is, if Bitcoin solved the double spending problem for store of value, there is this potential for a DLT blockchain to also solve the double spending problem for intellectual property, IP, right? And that was the base thought using which, you know, all of this spawned up, right? And we are where we are today with Omniflix. Yeah, there is a journey between 2017 and 2020, but, you know, that's for later. Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's talk a little bit about what you shipped then and built with Omniflix, because a lot of people, they know Omniflix from NFT tickets to things like Cosmoverse. I think that's mainly what I hear people refer to when they talk about Omniflix. But you guys do a lot more, and even more today with the Omniflix TV. So let's just perhaps from you, Sisla, carve out what Omniflix is now and what you're heading towards perhaps.
Sure. I'll probably just share a quick insight on what we started off with and the journey. So we, when I say we, it represents Omniflix as a whole, of course. And Omniflix started off by participating in what was Game of Zones in 2020, early 2020 pandemic time. And we were called FreeFlix back then, but we won an award for the best custom zone using IBC, where we had over 25 transactions, you know, all of them automated between like two chains. And yeah, this was like a prototype of what Omniflix would be. And if that was like 2020, 2021 was when we rebranded to Omniflix. During this time, we also ran validators across multiple networks. 2021 was all about building the tech, running the validators, build the apps like Omniflix in sync, where we had Juno.omniflix.co, Chihuahua.omniflix.co, Comdex.omniflix.co, multiple other projects that actually used the InSync, Omniflix InSync app to bootstrap their project. So that was 2021. And incidentally, 2021 was also the year where we launched Omniflix Alpha version of Omniflix TV with the on the same day that Osmosis launched. So it was June 20th, 2021. And yeah, like we've had 600 participants you know, for that launch, you know, for that campaign, and you know, quite a lot actually happened over a period of, I think, 1 week, right? And similarly, we went ahead and organized the Osmosis launch party, and then went ahead with Cosmos 2021, the first edition in Portugal, and also Hackathon 6. Right, so all of these like transformed Omniflix into what you see today. Like that was the base of where we are today. So 2021 was also the year where we went ahead with multiple testnets, a 900 validated testnet. We went ahead with testnet 1, 2, and 3, like three testnets to the marketplace. Like, and 2022 was when we launched the blockchain without the token and shipped multiple modules, including Cosmoverse 2022 that many in the Cosmos ecosystem that were there then already know of. And the ticketing interface back then was like just a start. And 2023 was about the token launch, stream swap. And you know, today we are here with the Flix drop completed and Omniflix TV that went live with the ticketing platform that did over 150K US dollars in ticket sales. So that was, you know, that, like, to summarize, that is what, that is where we are today. And, you know, extremely excited to let you all know that just yesterday, we went ahead with the launch of Omniflix TV, which is the first, I'll say, the V1 of MediaTek app that, or core media that runs and exists on top of the Omniflix blockchain. So, or that is powered by the Omniflix blockchain. So Omniflix TV is a publishing platform for your videos, and especially interactive videos that we got started. Yeah.
Beautiful. Sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, that's a lot of things. And I think for those who joined the osmosis party that you referred to, it was a pretty epic party from what I could see from afar. I unfortunately wasn't part of it, but I'd love to be invited to the next one, that's for sure. I'll be looking for tickets. But yeah, so let's talk about what you guys are rolling out now, because Omniflix TV is almost becoming like a myth, something that you guys have been spilling the beans on for some time. Can you just elaborate what it is? Like, everybody, when they think about TV online, they probably think about something like YouTube. So yeah, talk to us about Omniflix TV. Talk to us about the space that you operate in and how Omniflix TV is different, perhaps.
Sure, I'll you know, I won't deny that it can be very similar to YouTube, you know, a Web3 version of YouTube for starters. And if that is like one analogy that we see fit, it has the potential, it can be a lot more. You know how? One, the ability for Omniflix TV to operate in this Web3 native space. You know, I'll give you a quick example. On YouTube, you create a channel, publish a video, all using your email, right? It's as simple as that. On Omniflix TV 2, you can go ahead and utilize your Web3 account, which is your Omniflix account, create a channel, which is minted to you as a channel NFT, and you can start to publish videos. The difference is that right now, Omniflix TV supports publishing of interactive videos. Now, what that means, unlike a normal video, which is a one-way consumption experience, so you publish the video, I watch it, probably comment, and that's about it. But with an interactive video, you can actually interact with the media. And this is natively. So while the media is playing, while the video is playing, you know, at a specific timestamp, you can pop up a question. It can be like a survey where you can identify users' opinion. What do you like? You know, if it is, say, the Leap Wallet team, or you know, if it is an NFT project, you know, they can all like take feedback from the community. So they can, like, projects, the apps can ask their community for, you know, their feedback on specific versions of design. This can be called as A-B testing as well, or this can be, you know, turned into A-B testing as well. If that is one, you know, the path on the, you know, way forward with respect to a specific design or design style, you know, for creators can also be, you know, taken as input. It can be used for a lot. You know, a lot of things. So tomorrow, if you want to like go ahead and post a space, and you know, if you want to understand users' pulse and you know, take their input on the next theme of the space, you know, be it DeFi or NFTs or you know, LSDs and so on and so forth, you can also do that by publishing an interactive video and asking your community to, you know, state their opinion, voice their opinion with their wallet, right? So all of this is possible right now. So as a creator, you can publish, create a channel. The channel NFT, you can go ahead and mint a video NFT that can be used as a source for the interactive video. So it involves, you know, one-time setup of a collection, one-time setup of a channel. But once you get to know the process, it is pretty straightforward. And yeah, if you as a Cosmos ecosystem participant or like, you know, yeah, enthusiast have been interacting with the apps in the Cosmos ecosystem, it should be extremely easy. And this is where we are starting. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, so just to recap, so let's take us here at the Cosmos Club. So we've been thinking about, of course, going beyond spaces, purely audio, and do both audio and video, like live streams, for example, would make a lot of sense. We don't really feel like YouTube is the right platform. YouTube is very Web2, you know, being married from the get-go to the Google ecosystem just doesn't feel right. We want to do it in a Web3 setup and environment. So something like Omniflix TV is definitely something that we could, and I'm sure many others, could consider. So we could set up a channel, just like we know from YouTube. We can do live streams. Is that correctly understood, sister?
Not right now, but yes, you should be able to go ahead with your own live stream.
Yeah, at some point, yeah. And then you get the whole Web3 shebang. So we can mint or issue NFTs, of course. We can do all these different things where you, obviously, in our case, we will connect to our our wallet address for Cosmos Club or Coin Club, our parent organization, and then it will be completely decentralized in that way. We don't need a Google account to tie up to our YouTube account. We can just use our, let's say, Kepler to connect to the OmniFlix channel that we set up. Is that correctly understood?
That is right. That is
perfect. There's huge potential in this, I think. And it just begs the question, I think, who else is out there? To my knowledge, nobody else is doing something like this specifically, at least not in Cosmos. But I'm sure others are trying to disrupt something like YouTube. It's arguably, I think it's the second largest website on the planet. So it is definitely a target for competition. But is there anyone else in the Web3 space that you would compare yourself to or you look towards and say, these guys are doing great and we aspire to do something similar, but obviously with Cosmos Tech?
I mean, I'll be pretty honest. There are platforms, you know, we compete with, you know, projects in like various ways. So first things first, you might have heard about you know, there is this project called LivePeer, Theta Network, and you know, these are pretty old projects. There is some impact. Things didn't drastically change. Then there is this aspect around video publishing specifically. These are sites like Odyssey, even Lens Protocol to an extent, right? All of these support video publishing in some sense, but Lens is more post, like, you know, like Twitter. Whereas Odyssey is like you know, YouTube in some sense, and they're powered in the library blockchain. You know, that also, I think, won the case. Yeah, they won the case, but you know, their funds are depleted, and you know, they could not continue like further ops properly. So all of these things, you know, they came into play. They come into play when looking at someone taking inspiration. Yeah, everyone that's trying to solve is trying to make sure they establish themselves, you know, establish the ecosystem for media specifically. And, you know, we compete and we collaborate in certain areas. So if you look at it like that, yeah, there are multiple aspects of all of these players that we take inspiration out of and compete in that sense. But at the same time, you know, when it comes to, say, interactive videos, you know, for example, and the way we are approaching this, like, we do not see many taking this route. Maybe due to increased focus, they want to like focus on one thing, or like for other reasons, we can't like comment for others. But the approach that we took, as I mentioned, in 2015, when we thought about, you know, the double spending problem for intellectual property, IP, media rights, that was the first thought. That still is the objective, right? And all of this is prepped for that. So eventually you should be able to, you know, tokenize your IP, intellectual properties, a creative IP, or a research paper, it can be anything. First, it'll be media with respect to OmniFlix. So that is like a, yeah, that is how we are like starting this off. And media IP can be tokenized and licensed across, you know, multiple ecosystems. That is the specialty of Cosmos and IBC, right? And now with Axlar, general message passing and so on and so forth, we should be able to not just send tokens, but also like data packets across and do a lot more. So interoperable management, distribution, and monetization of your IP, right? So that is the bottom line when it comes to OmniFlix right now. And TV market, the NFT infrastructure, they're all like a base to be able to get there.
Yeah. Awesome, man. And you mentioned something that I think is going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, and that is interoperability and, in particular, partnerships, because there's a lot of people obviously dealing with Web3 publishing, Web3 content, moving away from, you know, having these siloed databases, social media sites and whatnot, controlling the data, and then moving over to Web3 and Web3 platforms where users essentially hold their own data. They take custody of not just their money in their wallet, but also their own data, where they can control in a much safer, if you ask me, but also a much more fair environment. So you take control of whatever tweets you make on something like Litecoin is a project that comes to mind in Cosmos. Obviously, OmniFlix TV disrupting something like YouTube and a video platform where you take ownership of the content that you put up. But I'm just curious to hear, are there any other partnerships when we talk about OmniFlix and OmniFlix TV that you guys are striking? Because I can imagine, especially within Cosmos, with interoperability and IBC being at the forefront, there's a lot of opportunity here. You know, projects like Passage, and there's a lot out there who's dealing with Web3 publishing and Web3 content. So I'm just curious to hear, what kind of partnerships do you perhaps work on already, or are you planning to start up at some point?
Yeah, I mean, as you rightly said, Passage is a network that is focused on within the creator economy. A lot of ways where we can collaborate, right, with the live streaming tech, you know, the media, core media tech. Of course, they might utilize all of this within their own world or in their own context, but yeah, this tech can be like the backbone of whatever is happening. That is like one. Web3 communities in general, like especially in the Cosmos ecosystem, these are all like app chains, so they continuously create a lot of content, right? And all of this content, you know, specifically, be it for marketing or education, you know, or in general, like the archival purposes, can be stored on OmniFlix, you know, can be utilized, or OmniFlix can be utilized. And there are these conversations that we are having with projects like Jackal, where there is this aspect of storage, right? Secure private storage. Quite a lot, like with Stargaze and team, we are like collaborating on the ICS 721 part, you know, IrisNet, Stargaze, Gravity Bridge. All of these projects are members of the ICS 721 working group, right? And we are all in it together, end of the day. So, you know, we collaborate on most aspects. You know, some projects end up using some parts of OmniFlix, some others not, but that doesn't like stop us from being able to collaborate. That being said, of course, specifically with respect to OmniFlix TV, we aim for multiple communities, whether you're a project or not, you know, whether you're a DApp or not, whether you're an app chain or not. You know, all of these stakeholders, you know, DApps, app chains, communities generally. No, we know of like multiple Telegram groups that exist in the Cosmos ecosystem. Projects like TFM, they're like builders of the apps. You know, wallets like Leap. You know, all of these guys. You know, validators. Validators are like, you know, it is huge within the Cosmos ecosystem, because every validator has a certain set of delegators, and those delegators are they're actually, you know, engaging in a meaningful relationship using their wallet, right? Their blockchain account. So, you know, these delegators are community members of validators, and we've seen multiple validators engage their delegators using OmniFlix Infra. So all of these, you know, are partnerships for adoption. And then there are these technical integrations that like scale the way we operate and, you know, increase the composability around what, you know, how OmniFlix is built. So, you know, both types of partnerships are valuable, and, you know, we are having conversations with multiple such protocols, including, you know, protocols like IST, for example, for their native, you know, over collateralized stablecoin. Then of course you don't even need to talk to Noble, you can just support native USDC and so on and so forth. So all of these things put together, you know, fall under the category of partnerships that will take us from here to the next stage.
Awesome, man. And that brings us to the million-dollar question about roadmap. What's to come with the OmniFlix TV and OmniFlix in general, I believe, is also a relevant question. Naturally, Cosmos Club and the rest of the coin clubs that we represent, we would love to be able to live stream on OmniFlix TV. I think that would be actually a pretty big deal for us. It would allow us to finally be able to stream with video also. I know some people prefer that rather than just audio and this podcast format. So we will definitely be first in line to try out a potential live stream via Omniflix TV. But what else is on the roadmap? I'm sure that's already in the backlog. But what else can you spill the beans on without getting in trouble, Sisla?
Good question. We are focused on our on pushing this into the real world as well. We have partnered with TEDx. You know the TED Talks. Like TEDx is a regional version of TED Talks.
Nice, right? Beautiful. Yeah. That's a big deal.
Yeah, and that is happening, you know, the upcoming Sunday, and we are powering their ticket NFTs in a bit different way. They already like have their ticket sales like that started, but you know, we are powering their ticket NFTs, because of which, you know, participants or guests that buy their ticket will receive sponsor drops from companies like Salesforce and so on and so forth. So we're still in talks with them. So that is like one side of you know, how we are like pushing adoption of Omniflix. That is one. Specifically with respect to TV, like our entire team and, you know, some of the community members already know what are like next features that will ship. So I'll just like keep it short. So first things first, we right now have the poll option where, you know, there is this opinion that can be taken. Tomorrow we'll have the option for a quiz, right, where there can be a right answer. Right. So what is 1 + 1? 2, 3, both, none, you know, whatever. And someone that answers 2, you know, their answer will be considered as right. And, you know, based on that, certain actions will be enabled. The next thing is that we should be able to share your channel access with multiple people, right? Without actually, you know, sharing keys. So you can, although you are the owner of your channel because of the channel NFT, you can still like share it with your team member that can be involved in publishing and so on and so forth. So that is like, you know, managed access or, you know, access control is next, you know, that's in the pipeline. Then apart from this, we are also aiming for, you know, multiple types of interactions to be enabled. As I mentioned, the quiz part, eventually you'll see token gating, but before that, you should be able to see interactions like voting on a governance proposal right after watching an Omniflix TV video. So as soon as you watch the Flix TV video, you should be in a position to get a pop-up that asks for, you know, your vote. Yes, no, no, with veto and abstain. And right within the video, you should be able to vote, right? And we'll make it as seamless as possible for creators to configure these as well. And like 100% of the time, you will not need to write any code, right? So that is something that, you know, we are making sure is possible. And a small point to share is for Cosmos, there can be a demonstration of a live stream right on Omniflix TV. You know, how and what and the other details, we should be able to share that. You know, if and when it is ready, but that is the aim at this point in time. Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's look a bit further ahead. As you know, Sisla, I like to take the dream glasses on and dream a little bit, allow ourselves to dream a bit on spaces like these, because we don't often get a chance to do that, especially in crypto. You know, we have this very sort of tight deadline, and, you know, what are we going to ship within the next month or within the next quarter or maybe half a year maximum? But let's look a bit further than that. Let's look at years from now. How does Omniflix, and perhaps Omniflix TV in particular, how does that look like? Is it, for example, as my simple mind is saying here, is it a competitor to YouTube, but in the Web3 space, where you don't have to sign up with a Google account, you just connect your wallet and off you go, publish content similar to YouTube? Or is it something else? How is the... You're on mute.
Oh yeah, like I thought I like your voice broke up, but can you guys hear me? Like if you're all able to hear, like please answer.
I can hear you loud and clear. Was my question not clear? Okay. I can repeat it.
No, it was. I understood the context, but like the voice broke. Let me try to answer that. First things first, right? The longer term vision around Omniflix is primarily around the media IP, intellectual property. Now that is like the first, like for Cosmos, how it was the vision to ship IBC that connected multiple chains. Now for us, this is the North Star, right? And I'll say we are like 18 months away from that, not 12 to 18 months. And why? There are a lot of factors involved. And if you look at what Omniflix, you know, I'll get back to Omniflix TV, but Omniflix as a protocol, as a blockchain, you know, will still need to be able to support Cosmos and contracts. All of what we're doing right now, you know, no contracts exist at this point in time, right? So there is no additional programmability, but that is one. You know, we are preparing for that. We are migrating to from the 45 version of Cosmos SDK to 47 version of Cosmos SDK. And with that, you'll see support for interoperable NFTs, you know, and so on and so forth, including Cosmos. If this is like one side of the story from a development engineering standpoint, and the vision when it comes to, say, launching the core crux of the protocol, which is the licensing, media licensing, intellectual property management, distribution, and monetization part, there is this node, the media node, the Omniflix media node, which will act as the base for all encoding, you know, any of the media tech operations that need, you know, that need action. So for this, we're utilizing Akash. Like we've used Akash for one of our ops, and of course, we were able to get like a, you know, 16x performance improvement in the, you know, with respect to the speed of encoding and, you know, how things function. So that is from an infrastructure standpoint. And this is, I'll say, like 3 to 6 months away, where we'll end up launching the media node. You know, that is part of the Omniflix network, just like how a validator or the relay is, right? And the vision with Omniflix, you know, the TV, if I let you know this, you'll understand the vision of the protocol as well, is to be able to deploy these sovereign interfaces. So one, YouTube is, you know, still extremely powerful. Yes, for the tech, but you also have like tech that, you know, that's Vimeo, you know, you have multiple pieces of infrastructure that are available to you today. But YouTube is extremely popular, effective at the distribution. As you rightly said, it is the second largest site, you know, on the internet. And you know, a lot of consumption actually happens. Right? We are probably not competing with YouTube or TikTok or, you know, sites like that in that sense. But we aim to be the base, you know, the Web3 base for, you know, any of those apps to be built, right? I'm not like discounting Omniflix as infra. We also build what is Omniflix TV. But end of the day, there can be multiple clients, you know, multiple folks of Omniflix TV that can be deployed on top of Omniflix. So your entire channel is a smart contract. All of your videos are published against that smart contract. No, you have complete autonomy over your contract, right? And that is how publishing can be shaped. And these contracts all talk to each other when it comes to licensing, maintaining a single source of truth for media. And tomorrow with AI-generated content, with, you know, like multiple ways in which content creation, management, distribution, and monetization can evolve, you know, the protocol will have to evolve too. But at its base, it has to be something that is extremely generic enough for people to build on top of, right? So that being said, you know, the protocol itself will evolve to something that can power creators and communities, you know, at its base. And when I say creators, you know, it can be NFT creators, it can be creators of communities, can be, you know, in general, video content or audio content creators. And it can also be studios, it can be record labels, it can be, you know, multiple such organizations that manage a lot of media, right? And we are working with them. You're working with, you know, multiple media organizations, movie distribution houses, record labels, manage a lot of assets, right? Web 2 interfaces, you know, which are ready for Web 3. You know, that is where we are at right now, because we still could not convince people to like put up things on a public chain, and we don't want to do that as well without, you know, there being like enough privacy on the public chain. So step by step, it will happen. But that is what we are like preparing for. And if you look at Omniflix TV, we believe that once the Omniflix TV client is irrelevant, right? And there are like multiple apps that enable interactions on top of Omniflix, right? That is the day we win, right? If every website, WordPress website, can have an embed of an Omniflix TV or, you know, an interactive video on Omniflix, right? That is the day we will, because we might not be able to like bring all the traffic in the world to one website, but we sure can power all of these websites that can, you know, handle that traffic, right? Or that are looking to build that traffic. So sovereign publishing platforms is like the first goal. And the name of this, you know, project is Omniflix Nucleus, right? It is the nucleus for your community activity, and it can be the base for community generated content as well, you know, sourced right from within your community. It's not crowdfunding, yes, crowdfunding, but community generated content is in that sense like much more powerful. And a brand can, you know, sponsor a community to create a certain, you know, type of content around their launch or something like that. And all of these can be, you know, activities that can be pursued within your Omniflix nucleus, right? So this is the, you know, vision for where Omniflix TV will be, you know, going forward. And this is like a longer term plan. We do not aim to like stop supporting feature development or, you know, deployments on top of Omniflix TV. But at the same time, one fine day, we believe that this entire client will be relevant, and there'll be multiple publishing platforms that are utilizing the Omniflix protocol itself.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. It's a pretty exciting journey that you guys are on, I must say. A huge potential. There's you know, just tsunamis of potential meeting in here, like this Web3 and decentralization and blockchain. There's media production, in particular video, which is only going to grow from here online. I mean, TikTok, YouTube, all these different platforms, they're just a good example, a testament to how big the potential is. I mean, when you look at how fast something like TikTok grew, it's insane, right? So multiple different things meeting each other, influencers creating different channels, the influencer economy, some people are talking about, like, there's just all these different tsunamis meeting each other in the intersection of Omniflix. So huge potential, Sisla. It must be an exciting journey over where you're sitting, where you're standing. But let me ask you this. Cosmos, obviously being the Cosmos Club, we are passionate about people like yourself making it and delivering on the dream and the potential that you guys have set out to build. So how can we as a community, how can we help you and the rest of the Omniflix team and the Omniflix TV team? How can we make sure that all this is getting executed on and happens in Cosmos? What can we do as a community, essentially?
Oh, actually, great question. Just utilize the tech is what we will say. And, you know, if possible, please be patient with respect to, you know, how things work. But other than that, like, we don't expect quite a lot. From a community standpoint, you can be involved in multiple ways, you know, be it in the, you know, community sub-DAO, be it, you know, part of the creator community or the community of communities, right? Or just as a publisher, you know, you can just use Omniflix TV and still be part of the community, right? So these are some of the ways in which you can get involved, like today, right now. But going forward, you know, it'll be these sub-DAO programs, you know, that'll be much more structured for creators to be involved, for communities to be involved, for developers or, like, in general, organizations that are looking to partner with other organizations using the protocol. No, all of these ways will be established, but we do not want to, like, keep it that centralized. Of course, you know, there is no option. We'll have to make sure that we handhold many of the activities initially. But going forward, you know, we aim for it to be a case where people end up just utilizing the tech for what it is and build their own versions of, you know, how they want to take this forward. Some might, like, benefit out of the media and the events part. Some might benefit just out of the media and the NFTs part for their community building. Some might benefit with just the media part, right? And some might only utilize live streaming, whereas some might not even care about live streaming. They might just use interactive videos for their marketing. This is completely different from an educational course that's utilizing, you know, Omniflix. So all of these are use cases. We've had examples, you know, initial case studies or prototypes of what is possible as well. And, you know, as a community, if you are involved in a community that you think can utilize Omniflix app, Omniflix TV, and can benefit when utilizing Omniflix TV, do not hesitate to let us know. And we're more than happy to collaborate, especially in the Cosmos. But we look at it beyond Cosmos, and Omniflix TV V1 or Alpha version also had what was MetaMask support, and soon with MetaMask Snaps, powered by Leap, we should be able to support that on this version of Omniflix TV as well. So, step by step, I think it is just the involvement and the participation. And if you use the tech, we're more than happy if you also share feedback. Yeah.
Beautiful. We'll make sure to share whenever you guys open up for more features. Obviously, everyone should go and follow Omniflix today. Go on the website, alpha.omniflix.tv, to try it out. You can connect your wallet. You can start doing things. So anyone listening or re-listening to this space should definitely go and just try it out, basically. But yeah, from here at the Cosmos Club, we will make sure to share whenever there's an update from Omniflix. This is both big for you guys, of course, at Omniflix, but also for Cosmos. If we can be the ecosystem where this gets built out, I think Cosmos, just with that, Cosmos has made it for many, many years to come. Sisla, is there anything that I left out? Is there anything that you want to bring to our attention before we close this thing off? I want to make sure we get around all the topics that you want to communicate today.
Oh yeah, I mean, not much, but definitely stay involved. And I can let you know that interactive videos are not something, especially in Web3, that aren't happening anywhere else. Like just nowhere else you see interactive videos happen. And yeah, with an interactive video, with just using public data, your ad can be something like, if you're holding one atom, there is a different interaction versus if you're holding zero atom or 100 atom. All of these can be different interactions. That's how personalized it can be. So that is the potential. I just want to leave it there. And it comes to the potential of interactive videos and blockchain and TV. And I don't even want to start talking about AI now. So all of these, there is this potential for each of these to come together. And just a quick perspective. The most number of live streams, which platform do you think actually hosts the most number of live streams per day on a daily basis in the world? Just a thought. Maybe Cosmos Club, you can take a shot at it.
Sorry, repeat that. I was just seeing that someone requested to speak. I think there's a community question, but repeat the question, please.
Yeah, which platform do you think hosts the most number of live streams on a daily basis?
Yeah, so I would say YouTube probably because it's the biggest, but now that you ask this way, it's probably not YouTube. Probably something like, what is it that all the gamers use? I forget the name now. That Twitch. Everyone. Yes, exactly. Twitch. I'll say Twitch.
So the thing is that if you consider our Zoom meetings, Google Meets, as live streams in that sense.
Interesting.
Those generate a lot of media on a daily basis, right? Although if it is stored or not, all of this is secondary. But just a perspective there, because when people talk about media, they think it's only about the YouTubes or the Twitches and the TikToks of the world. But there is media almost in every aspect, even today on the space, it is all media, right? Coming together in a live audio space, all of this. Yeah, we are not saying that this is our target, to address all of these, but for people that are interested and willing to go to the next level, the protocol can be used to, make sure that the specialized infra delivers based on your needs. So we have few huge announcements that we are not announcements, but partnerships that we are working on. We did not announce any of those. Some of these are already known from 1 or 2 years ago, but more of these are coming out. So we are partnered with a game development company that's utilizing Omniflix infra within their game or metaverse worlds, where they enable other people to build worlds within their metaverse. So you can think of it something similar to Passage Network, but they're like very focused on their environment of events, right? More than creators, they're like their core focus is on events. And yeah, I mean, this is how we are like increasing the adoption of Omniflix as well, you know, for Omniflix as well. And we see a lot more ways in which people come together and use Omniflix in ways that we did not imagine before. So we're pretty excited for that.
Awesome. I can see Tardy Grades NFT is requesting to speak. So I hope you're okay, Sisla, for taking a few questions from the community.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Awesome. I just accepted your request, Tardy Grades. So if you unmute yourself, you should be able to ask a question.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to jump in real quick to give a perspective from from a creator perspective, and also from the implementation perspective. We just minted a video and into the Omniflix TV, and easily we're able to add all this interaction by placing like little, you know, tags and different timestamps. And it was a breeze, you know. That's one of the things that makes a difference with Omniflix, that the easiness in which they allow non-tech people like us to do things like this. So the big shout out to you guys, because make it very easy to create these interactive tools for community. So anyone there out there listening to this who is a creator or has a community like you guys, Cosmos Club, these videos allow you to broadcast information while at the same time, you know, teaching something. In this case, for example, right now, while I'm listening to you, I'm editing the video we made, a funny collab we did in last year in the Cosmoverse of IBC in real life. So we added information in each of the chains that participated to teach people, you know, especially newcomers, what each of the chains is about. And then this allows us now to enhance this video by adding little questions at the end to like make people pay attention. And in addition to that, you're teaching people, you're also creating a potential tool for engagement. For example, everyone like answers these questions properly, like really pay attention to the video. You can have like a whitelist, for example, for future drops or you want to distribute tokens or something like that. So this is a way to engage and also make sure that the people really got the information. It's not just like put play and then put mute and then, you know, finish the video and then, oh, okay, I'm a participant. No, you have to really pay attention to be able to answer these questions. So in this way, you ensure that the people really got the, you know, the information, and then you can reward them by dropping, I don't know, fungible tokens or an NFT collection. You know, there's no limit to how you can play with this. And you can also combine this with the other tools that Omniflix are building to, you know, like, for example, campaigns. Or, you know, you can distribute tokens by time. So there is a lot of things you can play with this. So I just wanted to mention, like, from the implementation as a project, how we have been using this. And it has been very, very easy. As I say, after people interact, you can just click a button, download a CSV with all the addresses, and then, you know, you can do anything with this. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, the cosmos is coming together. It's great to see, which is also why we host spaces like these. But yeah, back to you, Sisla. Is there anything you want to leave the community with today? Anything that we left out? Otherwise, stay forever silent. No, just kidding. I'm sure we will have a space like this in the future also to come.
No, definitely. You know, thank you, Tardigrades, for, you know, beautifully summarizing, you know, all that you did in those 2 minutes or 3 minutes. And, you know, I think it covered what you're working on and, you know, the entire potential of what is possible with Omniflix TV today. So thank you for that. And yeah, I mean, I'll just, my final words would be, go check out Omniflix TV. If you are a creator, if you are a community, if you're a community manager, if you're running a project, be it a D app or an app chain, and are listening to this, do not hesitate to go to Omniflix TV. You know, make sure to, you know, follow the navigation there to participate. Go to Omniflix Studio to create your own interactive video and, you know, get started with Web3 publishing. And if you ever have any queries, like, do not hesitate to reach out to any of the Omniflix community members.
Beautiful, man. Sisla, thank you so much for coming on to talk about Omniflix. We look forward to see all the cool updates that you guys are coming out with. We'll make sure to share them and blast it out there to the community. And looking forward to see you again, Sisla, on a space like this. Say hi to the team from us and stay safe wherever you are, man.
Definitely. Thank you for hosting us, Cosmos Club. Kudos to all that you're going to bring together the space, and keep at it. Thank you.
Beautiful, man. I'll see you soon. Take care, guys. Ciao.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Click the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.